A newly released CDC report shows maternal deaths nearly doubled over 3 years, with over 1,200 deaths in 2021. And in rural communities, maternal mortality is almost double urban rates, a stark reminder of the struggle to access maternal health care across much of the country. With support from the Pulitzer Center and in collaboration with the Global Health Reporting Center, Stephanie Tsai reports from Pickens County, Alabama, for our series, Rural RX.
Shaky cinder block steps lead to the doorknobless entrance of Beatrice Ball's trailer in a rural area of Pickens County, Alabama. Inside, a mermaid and unicorn-themed room with a bed full of balloons is close enough to a little girl's dream.
Everyone knows unicorns are perfect.
The single mom of two is making the best of things. Her three-month-old baby still seems as sleepy as a newborn. After all, Ariana was delivered prematurely at 34 weeks by emergency C-section.
I've really been depressed since I had her, with not having no transportation, and she was in a NICU for 27 days. So it was kind of horrible.
So you did have this car working for a while.
No transportation because the car in front of her trailer has been broken since she was about 4 months pregnant, and she can't afford to fix it. Public transportation is scarce in these parts.
They discharged you in 4 days, and so what did that mean? I mean, how often were you able to see Ariana?
Well, anytime that I could get a ride, it was probably like once a week or every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's horrible. I used to cry every day, and she was in a NICU.
The heartache of being separated from her newborn contributed to her postpartum depression.
Good evening.
Still without a car, she totes her two girls with her on a rural bus service to her follow-up doctor appointments. Even with those hardships, Ball told us she feels lucky. In an area deserted by basic services, including maternal health care, Ball has Dr. Kathy Lavender.
How are you today?
Good.
What is it like for women accessing a maternity health care in rural communities like this?
There is only one provider in this county that provides prenatal care.
And that's you.
And that is me. So there's a lot of pressure.
In 1980, more than 80% of Alabama's rural counties had a hospital providing obstetrical service. After 4 decades of closings and consolidation, it's down to 30%. The only hospital in Pickens County is one of the many that shut down.
All right, let me just listen.
But Lavender still makes the 45-minute trip out here from Tuscaloosa every Wednesday to see patients like Beatrice Ball. Access to care is one of the underlying factors behind Alabama's high maternal mortality rate. 36 deaths per 100,000 live births, the third highest rate in the nation in 2020.
I think it's multifactorial. I do think that economics plays a large role. The fact that a lot of our state is rural and not centered in large cities certainly makes a difference in maternal mortality. We also know that Black women have a higher mortality rate than other ethnic groups.
This is it.
The state's racial disparity in maternal mortality is one of the reasons that drove Stephanie Mitchell to start Birth Sanctuary, a birthing center under construction in Gainesville, Alabama.
This is the output of what you get, an area that's never bothered to like change the thinking about how softly, how unconscious bias, right? Or not so softly, blatant anti-Black racism affect patient outcomes. And so right here is one of our two labor and birth suites.
A certified midwife, Mitchell is building what will be the first freestanding birth center owned and operated by midwives in the state. Research shows that midwifery care, particularly in birth centers, can improve pregnancy outcomes, from fewer preterm births to a lower risk of surgical intervention during delivery.
Okay, how's it going? Thank you so much for your patience.
Everybody's been doing good.
Jasmine and Akeem Blake are clients of Mitchell's.
Yeah. I'm so glad y'all are here, y'all.
Their prenatal visit started like a family catch-up.
Are you training your little sister to be a good big sister?
I'm trying to.
You're trying.
Jasmine, a nurse herself, is preparing for her second home birth. When she had her two boys, midwife-attended home births were still illegal in Alabama. They had to drive nearly 35 miles to a hospital in Tuscaloosa.
So when I went and got into labor, I mean, we are flying up the interstate with our flashers on to get up there to make sure we get there in time. Especially in rural areas and the African-American community, a lot of times moms don't get the care that they need, and they really need to be advocated for if they have a hospital birth. But if you're having the baby at home, you have that support.
Tell me what the home birth was like of your daughter.
It was amazing. It was beautiful. I was able to be in my environment. I had my husband there. He actually caught our daughter. So he was in the birthing tub with us.
It came down to trust for the Blakes, who said even if they have to pay out of pocket for Stephanie Mitchell's midwifery services, it's worth it.
Distrust of the medical establishment may also be an obstacle for the increasing number of pregnant women who use illicit drugs, especially in states like Alabama, where substance use during pregnancy may constitute a felony.
I was scared to tell the OB doctor, so I was trying to get help elsewhere. I actually missed my first two appointments to begin with. It was within a week. I didn't show up because I was scared.
Living in rural Walker County, Brandy Thacker is 8 months pregnant. Before she could get into treatment, Thacker says she was arrested for possession and threatened with a chemical endangerment charge. Alabama is one of only three states to criminalize and incarcerate women for substance use during pregnancy.
I mean, even me knowing that this baby's a miracle and me wanting it more than anything in this world, the drugs is hard to come off of without help sometimes.
Drug abuse is one of the top three causes of maternal death in Alabama. And according to Dr. Kathy Lavender, the state's laws don't help.
It is a barrier in treatment for a lot of our patients. They won't come to their appointments because they're afraid that they might fail the drug test.
What's really needed, she says, is more drug treatment services in rural areas and new ways of thinking about access to prenatal care in general.
The ways that we're giving care is not solving our maternal mortality crisis. So we must start thinking outside the box. We must start thinking of ways to reach women and to address their needs.
Hey, Erica, how you feeling?
I'm okay, hey.
Lavender is piloting a telehealth model that loans medical equipment to low-risk pregnant women in isolated rural areas.
Let me know when you get a reading.
It's 131 over 81.
Okay, great.
She walks a patient through an exam, with the mother herself taking her and her baby's vitals.
There, I hear it. I hear it for a few seconds.
Erica, do you think you have a future as a doctor?
The telehealth visit allows mom Erica Latham to get her basic prenatal checkups done, and access to her own monitoring tools gives her peace of mind.
Swallow again.
Combating maternal mortality also means continued access to care in the year after a woman gives birth, say experts. In the U.S., 52% of maternal deaths occur after delivery. Now taking medication for postpartum depression, Beatrice Ball knows all too well that the health struggles can linger.
What do you wish was provided to pregnant single mothers like yourself?
I just feel like we need more people that care about us.
As complex as the problem of maternal mortality is, sometimes the solution starts with something pretty simple. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai in Pickens County, Alabama.